This is the anthem. Here's what you came for.
Welcome to the Disney Beat, a podcast brought to you by thedizinsider.com. My name is Sean Nyberg, and I will be covering all of the Disney headlines to keep you informed as you start your week. Hello there, this is Sean Nyberg, and this podcast is being recorded on Friday afternoon, January 15th, 2021. This special edition of the Disney Beat is being recorded to announce the round one winners of the Ultimate Disneyland Resort Tournament of Rides. Over the past 4 days, over 62,000 Disneyland fans voted on the first head-to-head matchups in our tournament. Many of the larger rides got a bye in our first round and will appear in next week's matchups. As I mentioned in the show, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance was not included in this year's tournament, as the ride was only open for 2 months prior to the pandemic shutdown. Today's show is being co-hosted by two of my dearest friends, Mike and Nunes and Marcy Vernon. Both are mothers, Disney Park veterans, and are the best friends a gay man could ever ask for. We go through each matchup, we share our own thoughts on the rides, and then we reveal how you, the fans, voted and what rides will be moving forward in the tournament. We recorded this podcast in person, but due to COVID, we were kept far apart, literally in different rooms of a large dance studio, with more than 20 feet between us. While this kept us safe, it also created a more raw, live audio feel compared to the in-studio recordings I do for the news. We hope you enjoy our thoughts and opinions. We are in awe of all of the hard work and talent that Disney's Imagineers put into these parks, and we love and respect all that the parks have to offer. Yes, even the Main Street vehicles. I will be posting a list of the winners this Sunday on thedizinsider.com, and voting for round two will begin Monday, January 18th at thedizinsider.com, on the Twitter handles at Sean Nyberg, that's S-E-A-N-N-Y-B-E-R-G, and the Twitter handle at thedizinsider, as well as the Instagram and Facebook pages by searching for The Diz Insider. Next Friday, we'll be recording another podcast to announce the winners of round two. We hope you enjoy our trip around the parks as we discuss 40 Disneyland Park resort rides in 20 head-to-head matchups. Remember, some of the biggest rides will pop up next week in round two. Enjoy, and please let us know if you agree or disagree with our picks in our comments. We would love to hear your thoughts. Share this with anyone who misses Disneyland, and make sure to vote next week in round two. I've got two very, very special guests with me today. I've got my good friend who's been on other podcasts with me, Mikan.
Hello.
And Marcy, who is a virgin to podcasting. Marcy, hello.
Hello.
That was a little awkward, but there we go. They're both huge Disneyland fans. I've been to Disneyland with Mikan. I know,
at least four times.
Four times, probably, yeah, twice in the last, the last year it was open.
Yeah.
And Marcy, how many times do you think you've been to Disneyland yourself?
Oh, myself? Disneyland?
Yeah.
Maybe 20?
Wait, I've been to Disneyland. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's not make it sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I've probably been there 20, maybe 25 times.
Yeah. And then how many times do you think Mikan, probably?
Yeah, I would say probably 25. We used to go 2-3 times a year when my kids were younger. So yeah, definitely. Marcy and I are probably tied. We even went together once.
We did.
Ooh, that was not the gay one?
Actually, twice, on gay days.
Oh, well, yeah.
Gay days, you guys have your red shirts on?
But we had our matching ears.
We had matching purple shirts on that
day. Yeah, we did. Oh,
we didn't know it was gay days, but hey, it worked out for us.
Yep.
They loved you guys.
Yep. She's the butch.
I'm the butch. It was very evident who was who.
But you're so bossy, Mike. Like, you're in charge, though. Oh, my God. We got to get your guys' relationship together. So this is going to be, we have a lot to go through. I mean, what is it? We have 4 rounds of 5 different matchups. So that's 20, we have 20 matchups. No, that's, 20 matchups. Yep. And so we're going through 40 rides today.
Woohoo!
And I think we may make some people mad.
But before we get into it, I just want to explain. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about our personal favorites on these matchups, and then we're also going to – I'm going to reveal what the votes were, who everyone voted for, so we know who's moving on to round two. Just so you know, we've had 64,000 votes.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
64,000 votes in the last 4 days. 62,000, sorry.
Wow.
That's not as good. 62,055 votes in the last 4 days. So we got a pretty good cross-section of people. And two things I want to note. First is Rise of the Resistance, which you two have done.
Yes.
The new big ride in Galaxy's Edge is not on this list because it was only out for 2 months before they shut down, so it wouldn't really be fair to put on this list.
Wow, we got so lucky.
Right, we did.
Yeah, and then the other one is, when we get to it, I'll talk about it more, but Snow White.
It's on there.
I know, but it's Snow White Adventures. Okay, in 1983, you know, they rethemed it to Snow White's Scary Adventures. The reason is they just changed it, and now it's Snow White's Enchanted Wish, and they completely changed it. Mm-hmm. So it was a little weird because... Like, the tournament is for people who've already wrote it, so it's we're thinking about Scary Adventures, right?
Yeah.
But if you listen to this later, like, it's a new ride now. That
makes
sense.
Well, we'll just make sure we
have it. Yeah, we're talking about the old version.
Yes.
Okay, the old version. Have you been on the new version?
No, no one has.
Oh, no one has.
They've done it during COVID, and they haven't been open yet. So the way we do this is we're just going to start here. We had our first day of voting was Monday, and we started in Division A. Round one, Division A, and this is just the big one I wanted to start with because this gets a lot of arguments online about this. The battle between Soaring Over California and Soaring Around the World. Both these rides are flight simulators in Disney California Adventure. And let's just start.
I think it's one of the most popular rides as well. Always has a wait.
Yeah, people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because all ages can go on it.
So we've got the two versions, though, and this is, you know, it started off with Soaring... Over California. That was the first version. Then they changed it to Soaring Around the World. And that's kind of the version that is now. But then occasionally they bring back for a few months Soaring Over California. And so what are your guys' thoughts? We'll start with Marcy.
Well,
of those two.
Soaring Over California.
Because?
It's California Adventure. I like the smells. I like the orange grove. I like the smell of the ocean. I like, it's like you're experiencing California.
Okay, it's unique.
Totally agree. California all the way. I love the music of California for some reason when they go through the...
Oh, yeah.
The...
like they're kind of out
when they
the
go through the
desert, kind of?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Smells, definitely. And I totally agree. It's in California Adventure. So it obviously features California, which I think is great to educate people who are coming to California for the first time to see there's lots of different...
The diversity.
Yeah, the diversity. And even for locals to kind of remind them what a great state they live in.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So you do know when it first opened in Epcot, it was Soaring Over California.
Yes.
Yeah. That was when they did their... Was it the 30th, I believe, anniversary? That's what Disneyland... That's the way they did it. Disneyland gave Disney World... Soaring Over California. That's like the way they, it's kind of like a gift for Disney World from Disneyland. And so, but so they did start Soaring, but I think that's a great way to think about it. Maybe the one in Disney World should be World and the one in, but or flip back and forth. I mean, that's kind of cool. Except
it's kind
for,
of fun to flip back and forth.
Yeah. I do like the golf ball.
I love the golf ball. I love the outfits, how dated they are.
I love
PGA
how it
tour.
Comes up over the horizon and then drops down.
Oh, for the golf in Palm Springs area?
Palm Springs, yep.
Yeah. They say that's Michael Eisner, the old CEO who's hitting that golf ball.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay. All right. Well, what's your vote?
I would say sorry, Paul. My fiance Paul loves Soaring Around the World. Here's the issue of Soaring Around the World. Unless you're in the center, you're going to get the bendy Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And that's what people complain about because, you know, the Eiffel Tower, the way they have to curve the screen for the IMAX is all bendy on the sides. Also don't like the dirt smell when they go through the... what is that with the elephants? I don't know why. I just don't love the dirt smell.
No.
So I'm going to stick with California. Also, a little trick people like to bring a little golf ball when they're taking people who've never been. So when the golf ball swings in, they throw it in the air and they catch it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
I mean, unless you accidentally miss
you
it, it drops and falls.
I know. I feel like that's
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. But
Survey says.
With 3,000 votes, the Soaring... Over California one.
Yay!
52% to 48%, the really close one.
Wow.
The closer ones.
But you wonder if some of those people that voted for World had never been on California.
I think so, too. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a big one. Or that's people true. Maybe who've only been to Epcot or, you know.
Right.
We are going to do a Disney World one in February, too, just the whole tournament. So.
Oh, wait. I need a trip to Disney World.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to Disney World to do research?
The Disney Beat will fly open. Us all down. It'll be a business expense. Yeah.
Research.
Okay. So, Soarin' Over California has made it to round two. And just so you know, next week is going to take on Splash Mountain.
Oh.
All right. But sticking to round one. So the second matchup we have here is Silly Symphony Swings, which is in Disney California Adventure, and the Mad Tea Party.
Can I go first this time?
Mike, you can go first for many reasons, just because we love her, but also because...
This was really tough for me because I love those swings. I liked when it was called the Orange Appeal, but I do like the swings a lot. But teacups is always going to be one of my favorites for a number of reasons. When you're waiting in the line, anticipating the color of cup, you want, and then trying to count
purple.
The people and think to yourself, okay, oh my gosh, there's six people in front of me. If they don't choose what I want. And then also looking to see which cups are spinning the fastest. And there's a spin strategy going on. You have to, decide whose hand's going to go over what.
Oh, okay. You mean, before, like you talk to your partner or your
friends. Oh my gosh,
okay,
yeah, you have to plan it out.
We did.
Yeah, you totally have to plan it out. So there's a lot that goes into waiting on it, whereas I think with the swings... I don't know. I don't feel as excited about which swing I'm going to get.
Now, I put these together kind of randomly, but there is a similarity between the two in the sense that you get to go up and pick your own. Like, you get to pick your own swing.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird. I guess I thought like there's only a few other ones, like Inside Out, and where you get to run up and pick your own. But, yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's me. Teacups all the way.
That's tough, though. Was that a hard one? Because you
It was really hard. It was really hard, but I just have a lot of good memories of the teacups as well, and just... Like I said, just the waiting in line for it and just the whole atmosphere over there. I really like it.
Okay.
I'm a teacupper too.
You are?
It's an original Disney.
It is. Yeah, it was there on opening day.
It's from my childhood. You know,
okay.
My parents have a picture of them in the teacups.
Do you like the spinning?
When it first opened. I'm not a spinner, so I don't like the spinning of the teacups nor the swings, but I will go on the teacups. I also don't like the way my butt fits in the swings.
Oh.
It's quite uncomfortable. It squeezes my butt cheeks. And so
I
either lose 10 pounds or I go on the teacups.
I do like taking off my shoes on the swing. That kind of feels good to have
Is
the wind between your
Disney
toes.
Is that protocol to do that?
To take off your shoes?
Yeah.
Well, if you're wearing flip-flops,
that's true.
To.
They won't.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, we'll get to it next round, but we don't get into don't take your shoes off on Grizzly River Run.
Oh, yeah.
Paul got yelled
I know how to do that, though.
Huh?
I get away with it. I do it after it leaves the port.
Oh, we're not. Disney Beat is not recommending any of these rule breaking, but it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And then first of all, you don't spin though. If you're in the,
I will spin, but it's not my favorite thing.
But
to
if you're
do.
In the Mad Tea, if you're in the cup, will you spin it or will you sit in it without spinning?
No,
that's so lame.
Everyone I'm with that ever goes in the cups
wants
spins
to spin.
Me, so I'll spin. I will never not go on the teacups. You have to go on the teacups when you're at Disney, but I don't enjoy them.
Night, big difference. Prefer night or day?
I like night in general anyway.
I think anywhere in any of the parks is better at night.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah,
nope.
The ambiance with those
it's
lights above is nice, but I don't know that I've gone on it at night that much. But yeah, either one.
Either one's good. Okay, I am gonna say I prefer Silly Symphony Swings. What?
Oh, you don't fit in the cup. That's
no,
why.
I fit in the cup because I fit the swing too. I think I just like the free. I like just the free when
like
you're flying up there. It just feels to me like so. It's like freeing. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but you know, it's just. And like the air and like you just kind of feel light and you can kind of spin around. Like I feel no concern. Like
No, I agree. It was a tough matchup. It really was.
And I like Disney California Adventure probably more than both you guys do. Like if you guys had to pick the two, I would probably like DCA more than you guys like. You guys probably like Disneyland more.
Well,
I think I'm more in the middle.
Disney California has evolved a lot
the
years since it first opened. When it first opened, I didn't enjoy it that much, but then you had to find the hidden things that were actually happening because people had the mentality that Disney California was like Magic Kingdom when it's not. And so once you found all the little secret stuff that was going on within the park, and now it's evolved more, and so it's, I think, a lot more exciting than
it's a totally
animation
different
studio.
Park.
Yeah.
What?
The animation
studio. Animation Academy?
Yeah.
I know you're right, and they did, Bob Iger did that about 6-7 years it was open, and they put another people are correcting 1.2 billion into it to get Cars Land, to get that's when they had a Tower of Terror, and then a few other ones, because before that it was like don't know. There
wasn't
Disney
that much there, over there.
You could go and do it in a few hours.
People really complained too. I mean, we can do this in another podcast, but people complained that why would they do a California themed theme park in California?
Why not?
Well, because most people who go to Disneyland are locals. It's about 70% of people who visit it are locals, so they don't want to. They don't want to go to a theme park that has like a fake bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, when they can just go to the real one. Just a little, you know. Yeah. And so the idea, where Disney World, it's about 80% of people who go there are out of towners. Most people who go to Disneyland are people who live in Anaheim. So
not anymore with the no annual passport.
Well, yeah, I know, but no one can really go into that, go visit there anyway. So, but yeah, no. Anyway, so that was a big thing, and that's why they kind of changed it over to more like let's put more Disney characters in there, put Pixar, and anyway. So the winner is with all the votes. What is that? Oh, Mad Tea Party.
Yes,
by a lot.
Oh yeah, that's 72%. I bet a lot of people haven't even gone on the swings because it is a little bit. You have to walk up the stairs, and sometimes you can just keep.
Well, and you can. It looks kind of long. On the swings at a fair. Like
exactly. I kind of had that point too. Yeah, you can have the swings at a fair, but like, yeah, it's kind of a lot of work to get up to those swings, and if you see the line coming down the stairs, it can be a little intimidating.
A little daunting.
Yeah, and it kind of bugs me that they give those cards that some people can just go up and cut the line.
No, they don't cut. So do you know what that? Remember, do you ever?
It's you know what those are? Counting system.
Those cards are for kids who are too short and they need to do the tandem swings.
Oh, really?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. So they don't get a cut. They just get when they do the height requirement on the bottom. If they're below a certain amount, they can go on, but they have to be in tandem with their adult in the same swing.
Yeah, but they do. They might get to go before you.
Yeah, I think the way they count like though, they're not supposed rider to. Line. But yeah, it's kind of like single. Yeah, the opposite though. It's like a double rider.
Yeah.
Okay, so that there you go, Mad Tea Party. I think it being an opening day attraction is a big.
All right, so far we're 2 for 2, Marcy.
Yes, 2 for 2.
But wait though, did you notice? What, about 10 years ago when they tightened up the bolts and slowed them down a little bit?
The swings, yes.
No, oh, the
yes,
keys.
Yes, the exactly. I know.
Actually, no, I wasn't.
Is that
sad
why
about
I'm so
that.
Sore every time trying to get it to spin as fast as I was used to?
Yeah, he's all muscular and stuff. I know. I was with you, Marcy. I was kind of okay with that.
I was okay with that.
Okay, so the next one we have another classic versus DCA. So we have Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure, which is over in Disney California. And we have Dumbo the Flying Elephant. Marcy?
Okay, well, I actually picked Ariel. The Dumbo ride, it's classic to Disney, but it's boring. And the line to get in always takes so long.
You know why? There's only 32 elephants.
You would know that, wouldn't you? Do you remember the gold elephant during their anniversary?
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
Wait, there's only 32 elephants?
Yeah.
Isn't there way less?
And it takes...
What, way less? No, there's 32. There's 32 elephants. And well, now that they have, they put the Dumbo out that you can just sit and get the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Although I did vote for Dumbo, so I'm kind of going against my
you
own
You know why
argument.
They put those ride vehicles out there? Same with Mr. Toad?
So see people can fit in them.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Oh, I thought it was just a picture opportunity.
Yeah, no, and then they did a lot more in Walt Disney World, too.
Yeah,
just like
there's
special,
a lot of Disney World.
Where you sit out there. I always saw this picture, too. Right, I guess it is, but it's really so people can know
it's
if they
the
can.
Kind way for Disney to say, would you mind sitting there? Because you might be too fat to ride this ride.
Very true.
Or too tall.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that's another good one. Yeah.
Okay, so you.
I like Ariel only because I'm a huge Little Mermaid fan.
Yeah.
And the way they did the ride, Ariel looks so real.
She does
look
pretty,
she looks so real. The characters in it just look so real. It's like you're going through the whole story.
They hadn't done like new animatronics like that in a long time before they did that. And like it was such a upgrade.
Yeah.
Like the they look really good. Yeah. The Ursula.
Yeah.
Is
Ursula
amazing.
Looks great. Poor, I mean, it's very realistic looking.
What about you,
Mikey? Poor unfortunate soul.
I had a hard time, but I did vote for Dumbo. But I do. The Little Mermaid was very well done. It's kind of a nice break to get out of the chaos and the sun.
Ooh, yeah.
I know when it first opened, the lines were really long. The few times that I have been on it, it seems like it's kind of a quick one. And
the line moves fast.
But it's like a little break. It's kind of like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's
nice
good. It's always air conditioned in there.
Exactly.
And you're right. I think since the last five, six, it's been like 10-minute wait at the most. You just really walk right on.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys. I mean, I agree with Marcy. I like Little Mermaid. Dumbo's great. I think Dumbo classic opening day ride. People love it.
And if you have kids, you've taken your kids on Dumbo. And it's just kind of that. It's people usually like one of the first rides.
They call them spinner rides, you know, like the flat spinner ride, which is that. And then also like Astro Orbiter is like that. I know they have a lot in Disney World,
yes.
like this Triceratops spin and the magic carpet ride. But so people can complain about it. But and then people with parents are like, no, like we need these rides because there's no height requirement.
Right.
And if you've got a young kid, they're not going
to. Yeah, the line is insane, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones where you have to have one of the parents waiting in line and then you come up. Do you guys? Oh, what was it? The talkabouts?
Oh, the talkabouts.
The little walkie-talkies. It was kind mm-hmm. of, I don't know why. I guess
we had the talkabouts.
There
we
was kind of
Disney
cell
World.
Phones, but not really. And you could just be like,
yeah,
okay, we're approaching the front of the
separated
line.
Separated from your family. Everyone had a talkabout.
Wow. We did that. We did that live stream the other day, and Mikan's daughter, Kaylee, jumped into it watching. They got in a really dumb argument. I'm sorry if you're listening to this, people, but it was the stupidest argument I've ever heard. If they had to get rid of the castle or the partner statue, which one would you get rid of? And almost everyone said, get rid of the castle. I was like, are you?
What?
Never That's get
the
rid of
dumbest
the
thing I've
yes.
ever heard in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Kaylee was on there. She goes, well, I agree with Sean. Don't get rid of the castle. But really, when I was a kid, the partner statue was where we all met if we ever got lost.
Meet right. a Walt statue if you yep. ever get separated. Yep.
So, okay.
So I'm dying to hear what the survey says.
Survey says... Little Mermaid,
okay.
74%.
Oh, wow.
6%
yeah.
Dumbo. Yeah, I don't know. I think Dumbo is always going to be there. It's great.
It's a classic.
Yeah. And I think more people, well, I know they re-released Dumbo, but I think so many more people have seen Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely
And the music.
Helps.
One time we were on it the last time I was in Disneyland, and it got stuck. Like, we got stopped, but it was right in front of the Ursula. So we were there for, like, 5 minutes, and the whole loop we loved. We didn't want it to start back up.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you kept going and going.
That's
and
the best fun. When the rides break when you're on it.
It is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Unless, what was it, Mikey? Wasn't it Space Mountain?
Space Mountain, yeah.
It's a little scary to walk down the...
Well, it's scary, and it totally loses it. Once they turn the lights on, you see what it looks like. You're like, wow, okay.
Okay. Little Mermaid won that, so next week it's going to be Matt Teacups versus Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Kind of a spinner ride.
Oh,
with
interesting. Okay.
But I will say real quick, one of the things that put me over on Little Mermaid is that there's never really a line.
Uh-huh.
It is a really nice air-conditioned break when you're in DCA, and it's just a good way to get away. And I love the music, too. It's one of my favorite Disney movies.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, now we go to another. So we got Casey Jr. Circus Train versus The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Casey Jr.'s coming down the track, coming down the track. Okay, so clearly I'm voting for Casey Jr.
Clearly.
And so here is... here's my reasoning. I love the song.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to sit in a caged animal car? And, this is really the plus, is it's like two rides in one because you go all around Storybook Land. Mm-hmm. So you get to see all of Storybook Land without having to go on Storybook Land.
Pro tip.
But I have a reason I really don't like Winnie the Pooh. I am so bitter that it replaced the Country Bear Jamboree.
I'm right there with you.
How do you get rid of Country Bear Jamboree?
Yeah,
that thing
right
was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. The reason they got rid of it is no one was going to it anymore.
Who doesn't like the talking buffalo on the wall?
The thing again with Disneyland is that most of their business is repeat locals.
Yes.
And if you've seen it once, seen it even four or five times, like it wasn't drawing people back to that part of the park anymore.
It was such a good rest though, and you got entertainment, and it was
kind of like Tiki Room.
Yeah.
It's a good chance to sit down, let your feet rest, get some air conditioning.
Well, yeah, I guess if Country Bear Jamboree was on there, it wouldn't be considered because it's not a moving ride.
I know.
Oh, that's true.
There had to be a moving platform of some sort.
Yeah.
So you are Casey Jr. But how about the ride though? I mean, before...
What?
Winnie the Pooh. I mean, it seems like you just don't like it because...
I don't like Winnie the Pooh ride because...
Oh, go. Yeah, tell me.
I'm going to go here because it looks like they just threw it together.
Oh, that's true.
It looks totally thrown together, like really quick. No thought process went into it. You ride on this ride. It's a really fast ride. I mean, it's done, in 2 minutes, it seems like. And it's like they just threw, aspects of Winnie the Pooh, and that was it. Like, there's, no great story. There's no great thrill. Some of even, the glow-in-the-dark painting that they used made it look like, we have nothing else to do. We got to get this ride up, so let's throw some glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, the black light painting. Yeah,
the black light painting.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, I agree. And I'm with you guys. I like, Casey Jr.
You do?
I do.
I like
that
Casey.
Was mine. Yeah, I had that.
Was that the first time you went on it with me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yay!
That and Sorbet, those
a
are
convert,
just, I mean, they're just such long lines, and I'm such a big guy, and it just seems to me like such
you didn't want to sit in the caged animal?
And don't you think, because those rides that were built early or
That was open.
They're for smaller people.
They are.
We were all smaller since 55.
They're built for small adults.
Fine. I mean, I will say, if they, because in my head, sometimes we talk about what part of the parks they could break down and how they could replace some things. And like Autopia, we'll talk about that later. But I wouldn't cry if they took down Casey Jr. And the Storybook Canal and just did something newer there. Yeah.
Is Casey Jr. from Dumbo? I don't even really know.
Yeah, it's from Dumbo.
The nice thing about, I know this isn't on this top, I mean, we're not on the Storybook one canal yet, but they always update that. They update it with, you know, what's going on. You know, they add a new land.
But I need to remember, I'm a 38-year-old man without any kids, so like, it's not, like, yes, the park is for people like me too, but it's also for, you know, families and kids, and they all can't be Space Mountain, right?
Yeah, and you are in Fantasyland.
I am. Well, like, wait, in Disneyland, or just is that where I live in my
head? Yeah, exactly, both.
So, so you were Casey Jr., Mike was Casey Jr., I was Casey Jr., and the winner, the votes, it was 3,300 votes, and the winner was Winnie the Pooh.
Wow. Yeah.
By a significant number.
I think a lot of people didn't go on Casey Jr. Or people haven't been on either, and they recognize the Winnie the Pooh name.
Right.
They're going with the brand.
There's a really good Winnie the Pooh ride in, I believe it's either Shanghai or Tokyo, one of those, and it's incredible. But I don't know why I shared that, but it just shows they can do it right if they want to.
Right.
Do you like the Winnie the Pooh property, like just in general, like the story or the characters?
I'm a big Pooh fan.
Oh, we know that. I mean,
I like Piglet.
I like Big Poos.
Oh, Piglet. I like Big Poos.
I like Eeyore. Okay. Eeyore. And wrapping out the Division A of round one, we've got Toy Story Midway Mania and Pinocchio's Daring Journey.
You want to go first, Marcy?
I'll go first. It's a toss up because neither one of them are my favorites.
Really?
Yeah. I would probably go with a Toy Story Midway Mania only because it has happy memories with my son when he was a little boy.
Oh, he liked playing the game? Yeah.
Yeah, he liked playing the game and big Toy Story fan. I love the Toy Story, you know, movies. The Pinocchio one, you know, is a classic, iconic one, so I will always continue to ride it. But it's a little, I don't know, dark.
It is. A lot of those ones.
It gets dark
fast
that one. You're like, you're outside and then all of a sudden like,
Donkey is in cages and it gets really dark.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I see what you're saying. It's a kiddie ride, but it's kind of dark. So it's kind of.
It scares. It, like, I can remember my children were scared when they were little on that ride.
Yeah. It does get really weird.
It gets dark real fast.
It does. Yeah.
And then, Mikeyn?
Well, the Toy Story Mania, I actually only went on it for the first time, like, within that, we're going to get rid of the time that Disneyland has been closed.
Okay,
the past
we'll pretend
year,
like it's March of last year.
Yeah, past year, because it's always been the longest line that I've...
Wait, did you go on with us? Was that the first time?
Yeah, that was the first time. Wow. Yeah, I'd never been on. And so the line is always intimidating. I didn't really honestly know what it was. I didn't understand it was that interactive. So I really did like it. But I do have to go with Pinocchio. I think most people probably don't even really know the story of Pinocchio that go on it, just because.
Sure.
I mean, it's just so old. But movie. I love at the very end when they play "When You Wish Upon a Star" because it's just
that's
a classic
my favorite song.
Disney,
I
know.
And so, they have it's called Pepper's Ghost Effect, where they have the little guardian, whatever.
Yes,
she is,
when they're playing. So that part I really do like. It's always funny on those rides. You know, you're going from just dark, and then all of a sudden, When You Wish Upon a Star, everything's so happy. But I'm going to go with Pinocchio.
When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, she's going for her
I'm
big
going
moment.
For Pinocchio. Yep,
they,
how about you?
Okay. It's so hard because they're so different. Because I like Toy Story. I love it because I do well on it.
Yeah.
I never do well on it.
You don't?
Never.
It's the only thing I beat Paul at. I beat him.
Yeah.
I will say, just a little, there's a lot of tips for that ride. But if you do go on it again, which I'm sure we all will at some point, don't do the practice round. People, you burn yourself out on that one. Because it starts, let's do a practice. You go,
What, you mean your finger gets tired?
Like, you kind of tired. Like, if you're doing it hard, so like, there you go. Just skip that. But there's a lot of other tips. But yeah, I like it. I think I go Toy Story Midway Mania.
Yeah. I can see why people are going to go that route.
But I do agree with Pinocchio. I think most people think Pinocchio, they think boy, toy, lie, nose, and that's it. They forget the whole idea, the whole story of like, what's it called? The land he goes into with all the bad people, or like Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then, but they're working on the live action remake right now.
Okay, that's
Tom
good.
Tom Hanks is going to play Geppetto.
See, that's going to bring it back.
It's going to make it big, I know. So, so the people voted Toy Story Midway Mania.
Yes,
86% to 14%. Toy Story has a lot of representation in the park, though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's got that ride, it's got the.
It's so successful.
Astro Blasters. Mm-hmm. There's one other one. What is I don't know. But yeah, no, I think also in Disneyland, Disney World, there's the whole, in Hollywood Studios, there's Slinky Dog Dash. Yeah.
Isn't there like Toy Story Land?
It is. So everyone loves Toy Story. So, okay, so that means next week it's going to be Toy Story Midway Mania versus Haunted Mansion.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of where the tough big boys are going to, So now we go up to Division B. We've got Jessie's Critter Carousel, which is over in DCA, versus Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Okay, there's no comparison. How do you put a carousel up against Mr. Toad?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Yeah. There's no way. I'm sorry. And even though it's Toy Story. All right.
That was the other Toy Story. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a big... I judge a lot of my rides on how the line is, and it's another one where I love to see what cars are coming up and who you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, so my favorites are Weasel would be my number one, uh-huh. Winky, and Ratty. Those are my favorite cars that I really want to try to get, and sometimes I'll even try to jockey in line to let, like, oh, would you like to go ahead
of me? I've done that, yeah. we're a Winky fan in our family, so.
Winky?
We always want Winky, yeah.
I don't even know what show it is actually from.
The Something Tales of Ichabod.
Okay.
Archibald. So
Paul
and I watched it the other day. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. All right. I like the crazy cop. I like his eyes. And then the judge is kind of scary, as well as the train coming at you. But I think it's funny when you get it. I mean, I'm assuming you're going into hell. It gets hot in there.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're back outside and it's done.
It's very old school Disney fantasy land. Like, you get real dark. You literally go to hell. That's the whole point.
But even within my family, for a long, long time, anytime somebody's driving and it gets a little bit jerky or whatever, like, whoa, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So it's just a classic for me.
Marcy?
Classic for me, too. I'm right there, .
And I don't think we don't need to talk much about Jessie's. I mean, it's fine. It's cute. It's a carousel.
It's a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
It provides movement over there.
Yeah. I've never been on it, to be honest with you. So.
I think it basically took the guts of the old King Triton's carousel.
There was the old
Little Mermaid one that was over there. So they just rethemed it because it's Pixar Pier now. It had to be Pixar related. So yeah, it's a carousel. It's nothing different at all.
So what are you voting for?
Well, I mean, if you had anything else, I was with you guys.
I'm just with Mr. Toad's. I'm not thrilled about any kind of carousel.
I love Mr. Toad. I just do. It's so simple. They just can't get rid of it.
It's simple Disney. I mean,
I just love when you come around the corner and there it is.
What do you mean?
When you're coming like from the teacups and Storybook Land and stuff. And then there it is right on the corner. Yeah.
I love too when you like you get in the car and then you like you leave, you go in like the little like whatever that is with the books, and then you come right back and you see that line again.
The car's
like, oh, there they are again, and you go back, you just keep hearing that door opening and closing. And then I love the effect with the train. Like, it's so simple.
Yeah.
But like, we took my niece and she was like, Riley, she's 10 or something, and she was in her own car and she's like, you know, because it's almost like
you're on Indiana Jones with the big boulder coming.
I know.
It's just the simplicity of the early days of Disney.
Yep.
You know, how they could give you the effect of the ride with a very simple, light.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, just some... Or some plywood.
Yeah.
Painted. Yeah.
Plywood and light.
Or that one bartender who's juggling the beers?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So
big.
So, okay. Mr. Toad won that one amongst the people.
What was the percentage?
It was actually significantly closer. It was 43% to 57%.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow. Do you really think that many people go on Jessie's Critter Carousel?
No.
I think they probably just did it because they like Jessie from Toy Story.
I think you're right.
Maybe, yeah. Or they just... Yeah, I don't know. I think Mr. Toad, when he got the boot from Walt Disney World, there's a big blow up out there too. It got closed for a princess.
I think nobody
or
wants the iconic original.
No, they don't.
Close.
There's some that need to go, and I'm fine with that. But anyway, I'd be bummed if they shut down Mr. Toad's in Disneyland. I'd be bummed.
Yeah,
it's so much a part of Fantasyland.
Yeah. Okay, next one is...
Who thought of this matchup? I'm sorry.
Oh, just so you know. Oh, it's so funny you said Indiana Jones. Because next week, it'll be Indiana Jones versus Mr. Toad Wild Ride.
Oh, come on.
It's like the adult, Wild Ride versus
like
the...
There's no comparison.
Well, eventually, they have to go up against the big boys.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
Because at the end, it's going to... Yes.
Poor little Toad.
Poor Winky.
Maybe that there could be some nostalgia. I mean, the fact that it barely
beat
Jessie's Critter.
I don't think so.
Okay, so moving forward, we have Star Tours versus the Main Street Vehicles. Marcy?
Star Tours, 100%.
Okay,
I mean, I'm sorry. I've never even been on the Main Street Vehicles.
Oh, Not even on one of the horse carriages?
I've never been on one either.
I don't have time for that.
I've never been on there either.
I know. A little more excitement.
I think that's really for people, like, either A, grandparents who, like, go with their kids and the kids are running off and they just want to, like, get a little...
Yeah.
Or locals who just... Go on there and
nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do.
I mean, I suppose if it was stopped and you were walking by and you wanted to get down. I don't know. Does it, is it a round trip or can you get off like down by the castle?
I think it stops up at the castle. Hub and also at the, at the, what's it called? City Hall.
Yeah. So I guess if you want a free ride, I don't know. And it happens to be there, but I've never
done it. I know, but it's always got people on there.
It always has people on it. I always thought you had to have a special Disney pass to be on it. Like,
oh, really? Oh, yeah, you couldn't get around? Yeah, like a handicapped thing almost?
Handicapped or like you had the VIP pass.
I would be very upset if I paid for the VIP pass and we spent any of that time on a Main Street vehicle.
Right, exactly.
Guess what, guys? We're going on the fire truck.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with Star Tours, I mean, that was like really one of the first virtual rides.
The flight simulator, it was.
The flight,
They were looking at something to do because before that was Adventures in Interspace.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called, right? Where they shrunk you down. Do you remember that? You're like the size of a molecule and then you were like going around. Yeah, Adventure. But then they wanted to put a Star Wars thing there. And then I remember the designers went to some like flight, like where they teach you how to be a pilot. And they saw, and they were like, we could take that technology and turn it into this. And it's, when it opened, you know, they left Disneyland open, I think, for 3 days and didn't close it. Once and people, the line was down Main Street out the door for three 24 hour days.
And that ride goes really I mean, they can get so many people in it, especially now that they've done the upgrade.
Oh, because they have all the different,
Because they have all the different rooms now. You know, before there weren't as many rooms, and it still went fast though because you can get so many people in it.
The queue's fun, like when they got like, I don't know, sometimes they don't have it always running, but like, you know, you've got the they have like the things like the
yeah, it's like entertaining just walking, waiting in line to get to it.
Mike?
Yeah. I used to like Star Tours. Yeah. Last time I went on, I got motion sick.
You got motion sick with me on it.
I know. I had never got motion sick before, so I don't know. Am I getting old? I don't know what happened, but I literally felt so sick. I could not even enjoy it, and I don't think I could go on it again just with that memory, but I do like it, and I would vote for it every day over the silly
Main Street. Yeah, I mean, I'd vote for it over Main Street. I think I'd vote for it over a lot of the other ones, too, not just because the Main Street vehicles isn't very good. I'm with you, though, Mike. Yeah. I haven't gotten sick on it.
No, I didn't bark.
No, I'm not even vomiting. Like, I didn't even walk away from it, like, queasy. But, like, you know when you know it's there? Like, I feel like I'm just one more ride away from it.
Yeah.
And, like, Paul won't go on it for that reason, and now you won't go on it. And then, like, even my friend David and Sarah Rose, we went last time. They both, halfway through, had to take the glasses off.
Am I going
to
have to go on that alone?
I'll go. Okay, so that's the thing. I'll go with someone if they want to go. But if I'm not going to go, I'm not going to make people go, you know what I'm saying? Or like say, wait for me. I want to go do it. I also think that we get it in the Millennium Falcon ride too, that you've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's another flight simulator, and also Soarin is kind of a flight simulator too.
Soarin can do the same thing. Yeah.
So, there's a thought. Is it time to get rid of Star Tours? I don't know.
Well, and it's interesting now that they have the Galaxy Land. I feel like it almost should be over there.
Well, that's the problem, though, is Galaxy's Edge is supposed to take place later in the timeline. So, the Luke Skywalker and Leia and Darth Vader, all that's supposed to not – has already happened like 40 years before.
Right,
and that's just a decision they made. So, that'll be interesting. So, but the winner obviously was Star Tours. It won by a lot, 82% to 18%, but not by as much as I would think it would be.
Who voted for that?
I mean, again, we had this
voting. Maybe people didn't know what the Main Street vehicles were.
Well, we also had it up on some pretty hardcore Disney websites, so people, maybe they're the people that go every day, and they just love sitting there and talking to their favorite little chauffeur.
Yeah, true.
You know, there are people who, I know a lot of friends who live down there. Well, they won't do it anymore without the pass, but they'll swing in there and just grab a sandwich in DCA, not ride any rides. Pop in and pop out, just like we would at the mall.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess, you know. So, okay.
So what's it going against next week?
Star Tours will be up against Radiator Springs Racers.
Oh my gosh. Is that the big cars one? Oh, gosh. Okay.
Interesting.
That's
going to be, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Next is Gadget's Go Coaster over in Toontown versus Goofy's Sky School. Two short-ish roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Both with G's in their name.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first problem with Gadget's Go Coaster is it's in Toontown.
Okay.
Toontown, I mean, I know they tried to make it this cool thing, and it's too far off the beaten track, and then literally you get there, you're like, there's really nothing here.
And the lines to ride any ride in there is... Yeah. Like, so, okay, I actually will like forego Toontown altogether.
Sometimes. Oh, I haven't been to Toontown in a long time.
If we have to skip. Yeah, we didn't go for the engagement trip. I was there 4 days. We took Riley because, but yeah, if you're not taking a kid.
Yeah.
And then the line's so
long.
But
what about
so
Gadgets?
Long.
I mean, have you done it? Do you remember Gadgets?
Gadget? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It is like Goofy Sky School. I think Goofy Sky School, which I liked when it was Mulholland Drive, just with all the turns and whatnot. I think it's kind of scary
scares me, literally.
They're both short roller coasters, but they are nowhere the same. A lot of people think Goofy Sky School is one of the scariest rides.
It is, because it feels like you're going to go flying off.
Especially if you're an adult, because you feel like it's going to tilt.
It kind of gives me a headache, though, because it's so jerky and all
like
stuff,
Goofy Sky School, and I always say I won't go on it because it scares me.
But you like going on it.
But I like going on it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And there's one little near the end when it kind of goes over the humps, I pee myself a little. Just a little.
Well, as long as it's a little, it's fine.
Because it gets me like really fast. Like, okay, we're just going to go off the edge and now like, oh crap, okay, I just peed.
I don't think it's the turn. It's the first like two or three turns.
Yeah, well, when you're going at full speed and then all of a sudden you're
and I'm
like,
big.
Oh,
like, I'm twice you guys' size.
Well,
and like,
you think
I'm just
feeling
like it's going to like tilt over. And then, of course, I'm so big that it only clicks one. Like, when they bring it down, I'm like, my knees are up here. I'm like, I'm going to die.
Especially if you're in it with somebody that it doesn't, it clicks on you because you're bigger and then the person next to you is your child.
So we'll talk about this. Riley, when we took my niece, she would never do what's it called, Big Thunder with me. She wanted to be with Paul because the bar would go down lower. Because with me, she felt like she was going to fly out. I was like, that's kind of funny, kind of rude, but I loved having the whole one to myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you voting for? Sky School?
What are you, your Goofies?
I'm Sky School.
Your Goofies, Mikan? Yeah. I would say Goofy, but I want to say this. I'm going to say Gadgets a little bit. I think Gadgets should stay. I think it serves a purpose. I think it's a good first roller coaster for kids.
Yes.
Because it's not baby, but it's pretty baby.
I just wish the line would go faster.
Well, it's a 30-second ride. They have one car per,
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to back up Toontown real quick. I don't really have a lot to say about it, but it's getting Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway back there. So it's going to have one of the biggest new rides in about 2 years.
No, that's great. I would love if it could.
So there's
going to
be another big ride back there. Like the biggest ride is going to be back there. You're going to enter through. Remember, I don't know if you know the gift shop where they had like things on conveyor belts above your head.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the entrance. So you're going to go through there and it's all back there. They clear out all the hills that were back there. Painted green.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it's a nice segue after Small World.
to
get to Toontown.
But you know what? Real quick, you know what the reason for Toontown was? The idea is that they live there and
they
work in Disneyland, and then they go there to live
at their
night.
Houses. I did their houses.
Their
are
houses
cute,
are cute,
but it's one of those like I think you've done it once and you just don't really
and you
need
don't
to want to
wait
again.
2 hours more than one time to go see Mickey and Minnie's house.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
But nice I'm glad they're going to do something different.
And the nice
bring
thing is when they do put the new they got it built right now. They have the whole show building built, but they're going to also do a whole upgrade to Toontown.
Oh, wow.
Like
okay.
All the things you pull and make noise, they're going to update all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The thing, remember the whole, like, do you guys remember that thing that used to drive around and, like, be bouncy? Mm-hmm. That's going to come back, the Jolly Trolley or whatever.
Yeah, the Jolly Trolley.
Yeah.
Well, when the kids were little, that little play area with, like, the little fountains and climbing thing, that was a nice thing,
but then
too,
they got so many lawsuits.
I know.
Because people would, like, break their leg going down a slide, and then it's through Disney, so they had to shut down stuff. Yeah. It's like, well, if you can't.
But it's too bad, because you could let your kid out of the stroller, and they could run without you worrying
about
running
away. Well, I still don't
think
strollers should be allowed at Disney.
Heel biters.
If your child cannot walk
carry
the whole time, then they're not old enough to go to Disney. I know, haters are going to hate me.
Well, you got kids. You got three kids. You can say it.
I got kids. Yeah. They can't walk it.
Are you going to take it?
I feel like there should be, it should almost be a stroller lane and a walking lane.
Yeah.
They did limit the size. Yeah. That was about 2 years ago. They limited the size of strollers.
You mean the triple jogger stroller wasn't allowed anymore?
Well, and then you got your 9-year-old kid laying in it. I'm like, come on.
Off topic.
Goofy's Sky School one.
And what will that go against?
64% to 36%.
Okay.
And Goofy's is going to go up against Matterhorn. None of this is planned. It's all random, but it's going to be the two backbreaker rides.
Yep.
Matterhorn and Goofy's
Sky
School.
Oh, yeah, the backbreaker.
Yeah, yeah.
So next we have... we have two more matchups in Division B. We have the opening day attraction, Autopia, and we have Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters over in DCA. So two car ones. Again, this is all random, so it's kind of funny they work together. We'll start with Miss Marcy.
Oh, I'm Autopia all the way.
Autopia, okay.
Yep, childhood memory. First ride I ever went on at Disneyland with my dad.
Was it?
Yep. Yep. And it's like, you know, if you're a child, the child, you feel like you're driving it. I mean, it really makes you feel like you're driving. If you're an adult, not so much, but it just has that iconic memory for me, a childhood memory of, you know, now that they've upgraded the cars, it's even a little more realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get to push the gas pedal.
Yeah, and actually steer.
And steer, and well, it keeps you in line, but you feel like you're steering. And you know, it's just one of those original Disney rides that makes me happy.
I think a lot of adults, and I'll say, you know, they don't like it because they're like, I don't want to go pay admission to go drive. Like I have to do that every day. But you forget, like for kids,
yeah,
it's like really exciting.
It's really exciting. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but so you picked that. Okay,
I over Luigi's. That. Yeah, I
Mike
picked
N?
That over Luigi's.
Yeah, this one was tough. I actually picked the Rollickin' Roadster, even though I've never been on it. This is Autopia. I agree, it's iconic, but it's also, I think it's past its time, and it takes up a lot of real estate in Disneyland.
It takes up a lot of room. If you really look at the footprint, it's huge.
Yeah.
I know it's tough. Like I would say, I mean, I'd say Autopia is better, but I'd rather have Autopia leave than Luigi's. Because, first of all, it's in Tomorrowland. When they first opened it, the reason it was in Tomorrowland is because they didn't have highways back in 1955. The whole idea of the interstate freeway.
Right.
So that was the whole point of that. That was like the new envision of the future was, but now we have them. So it's like not really futuristic. Plus it still uses gasoline. And so, like, if they're going to do it, they should use electrical vehicles.
The smell's a memory, though, but it's a memory.
I know, but, like, they're just sitting there, like, gasoline, like, everyone who works there.
Don't bump your cars. I know, don't bump your cars. Don't bump the car in front of you.
I would say, I think they should maybe cut the track in half, make it just a shorter one.
That's true.
That's a good idea.
And then put some stuff over there. But, you know, almost the whole ride you're on is you're on top of the show building for the submarines.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah, so if they got rid of Autopia, it'd be screwy. They almost have to get rid of the subs too because they're the same thing. Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I know. Oh, not a bad idea. So yeah, I'm going to say Autopia is a better but Luigi's is the first trackless vehicle. Have you done it? The dancing?
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute.
It's cute. It's short.
Yeah. It's no motor.
I mean, it's another one of those that you wait in a really long, both of them, you wait in a really long line. I'm all about, you know, getting people through the line fast. And some of those rides like that with Disney, you know, it's not worth my time sometimes.
Yeah.
I got you. Especially when the queue isn't, you know, it's not like an Indiana Jones queue. Yeah. Or even Splash Mountain. Those are fun. Like they're okay to be stuck in because they're kind of cool to look at.
I mean, it's the hidden line, the Disneyland line.
The hidden line. But I mean, I would do probably both of them if I was in there with my grandkids or kids.
Sure, yeah.
You know? But if I was in just like with my adult friends, I wouldn't go on them. But if I had my kids or grandkids, I would.
Yeah.
Most people, like, you know, that's the biggest ride most people would want to be removed just because you could probably fit two Space Mountains in the amount of land it takes up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But the other thing, though, that someone pointed out is it's the most reliable Disneyland attraction and that the whole ride never shuts down.
Oh.
Sometimes if a car is bad, they can take it off, but it always is running.
That's a good point.
And I was like, oh, that's an interesting thought. Yeah. But I was like, but it's still gas guzzler. Yeah. It's loud. It's not Tomorrowland themed and it takes up a lot of space.
Right.
But
they still give out the little driver's licenses.
Yeah, you got to pay for it. Which
you have to pay for it?
Oh, yeah, it's like $5.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
They give you the card, I think, but if you want to print your picture on it.
Oh yeah. Well, no. I mean, they used to just give out the card like years ago. You know, it was kind of fun. But.
So the winner was, where are we? Oh, Luigi's Rockin' Roadsters. They call it Diz Twitter, the Disney online fan base. There's just a lot of resentment against Autopia.
Oh.
Especially because, like, in Disney World, they have what's it called? The Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh,
it's the same idea, but they have space in Disney World. Like, they can use that space. Disneyland has no more space.
Right.
How much did that win by, just out of curiosity?
What?
How much did
that
win
by? Oh, yeah,
that
one? So Luigi, 53 to 47. So it was close.
That was close. Okay,
really close, yeah. Okay, now the final one. Oh, I think Mike's going to know my thoughts on this one. Grizzly River Run versus King Arthur's Carousel.
I mean, I can't even imagine, like, I mean, maybe like, yeah, maybe one person voted for King Arthur. But yeah, anyway, it's like comparing broccoli to chocolate. So I don't know. I can't say enough about it. I remember when that first opened.
So wait, just for the record.
Grizzly River Run. Yes. Sorry. I can't say enough about King Arthur's Carousel.
It just goes around and around and around.
No, I just remember when that first opened and it was so exciting. And I think, I mean, there's Splash Mountain that you could, it's kind of a water ride, but it's a true water ride. And who doesn't like a water ride? I just, except when it's a little chilly, but you still go on it. It's just oh my God, who's going to get wet? You're spinning. Yes. It's going to be you. No, it's going to be you. And
it's always me.
I kind of find it entertaining when you're with you have a group, but then there's some, random strangers
yes.
in there too.
That has no idea.
It's really, yeah, when they don't know and then they're the ones to get soaked, it's pretty funny. Yeah. So, and I honestly, and Sean knows this well, I like to stand outside the ride and watch people
get bridge. Wet.
And watch them get soaked.
Like every fourth one just gets soaked.
Yeah, but it's not every fourth one. You really cannot predict really when it's going to be.
It depends on the weight of the,
she's talking about the geyser.
Oh, the geyser. Oh, the geyser.
Yeah, and you don't know.
You never know. And so it's always the best when there's people who don't, or they'll be like, oh, we didn't get it. And then just go.
Yeah. So I vote for that one, but I do want to hear Marcy's tip on the shoes, because that is one thing. It's a little stressful, and I try to put my feet way up onto the stand.
Yeah, I'm Grizzly River 100%.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is people that have never been on it that have no idea, because the sign says right there, you will get wet.
Yes.
You may get soaked. So you cannot go on that ride without getting a little bit wet. Mm-hmm. And my favorite is people, especially if it's in your, tube with you, and they have no idea, and then that waterfall falls right on their lap. That's like the best thing ever.
But it's like, how do you not? Because you swap out with people who get out.
Yeah, they're getting out.
They have their parkas on. Yeah.
You're sitting down in a puddle of water on your seat.
Well, yeah, yeah. But no, so what I do with my shoes is, because they say, don't take off your shoes. And so as soon as it leaves that little roundabout, I slip off my shoes and I sit on them.
We were on somebody that tried to do that, and then he got in trouble, and Paul
make sure though you get past.
But they said
we have cameras.
They don't have cameras.
The thing is, he took them off before he was out of the vision of the guy.
Oh right.
So the guy's like, put him back on, and the guy, and you have to wear him. So Paul, as he put him back on, he's like, I'm just gonna take him off later. I think to us. And the guy's like, he's like, there's cameras. They'll see you. Keep him on, and then
they're not gonna stop
the
ride because you took your shoes off.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think they just have to say it.
And the thing is, it's like they need to kind of upgrade them a little bit and update like the covering to put your purses and stuff in. Because that is so
There's
old.
No more covering.
There's no more covering.
No, there's a cover on, there used to be, they just took it off, on Cali River Rapids in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
That water ride. Yeah. But they just took the covering off that one, too.
So it used to be that middle thing had a plastic covering on it, and you put all your purses and stuff in there. So I think if you're going to have a water ride like that, even though you know you're going to get wet, they should at least give you something, sort of vehicle to put your stuff in.
Something,
Or like even just almost a free, 30-minute locker.
Well, I know it's I was going to say at competing parks in Florida, when you have the big water rides like that, you get a free locker and you put your purse, your shoes, and everything, and then you climb on the ride and you get soaked, but your stuff's not soaked with you. But I do love the ride.
Yeah,
I do love.
I wish they had a photo thing on that one. I think that would be really fun.
That would be really, especially when the geyser or the waterfall.
Yeah. Well, I like it because it's one of my favorite rides in Walt Disney.
Yes. Oh, it is?
It really is. I love that. First of all, Mike can hit nail on the head. I love when you sit down and you're with another group. I don't always like talking to strangers, but when you're there, it's kind of always like a little delay before you get to the lift hill. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like, hey, where are you from? Oh, we're just from down. Oh, we're visiting our last day. And you're like,
you know you're going to only have 2 minutes with them, and then you get to never see them again.
But you're all vulnerable. And then the best is when it goes down the big drops. There's where your back's to it. So then it spins.
Yeah.
So you never know when it starts who's going to get it.
Right. I know.
Exactly. Unless you're in the car with me. I'll get it.
Sit on the other
without
side.
Without fail. Yeah.
I think the other key is don't have the seats next to the little openings. That you can walk in? Because that's where it really pours in.
Oh, yeah. No, I never
get that seat. I never sit there either.
And then it's funny to see the people that are like, oh, I want to sit here. And you're like,
I do hate, though, because it's an 8-seater and I'm big. I hate when they try to get 8 people in there.
Yeah.
No, that's the nice thing about COVID is that everyone's getting their own thing. So
yeah, that's true.
That would be
nice. That's true. Only your own party. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Grizzly River Run 1.
By how much?
79% to 21%. I think King Arthur, just because it's classic.
It's another classic.
It's a carousel. That's what the first thing that got Walt Disney he was looking at, a carousel, and he was like, God, I could do better. So I think there's a lot of people that...
Nostalgia.
It's a nostalgia. Yeah.
King Arthur.
And if people don't want to go
Even know if I let my kids go on that when they were little.
I think we've been on We did it because
we had the extra magic hour, and we kind of had done everything.
Yeah.
And so we just walked right on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last time when we were there for the engagement, we had to stop because what's her name? Cardi B wanted to go on King Arthur's Carousel. Oh. So they shut everything down.
It is
down.
Kind of magical at night, though. You it's know, really when all pretty, the lights
yeah.
are on.
Yeah, I mean, if there's nothing yeah. else to do.
So Grizzly River Run is going to go up against Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
so okay, I think okay. round two is going to be interesting. Okay, so heading over. We're just getting halfway done, guys. Mark Twain Riverboat versus Sailing Ship Columbia.
Okay.
I figured you guys would have an opinion on these.
Well, I've never been on Sailing Ship Columbia.
So that could be...
Well, yeah, the death boat.
It's like, yeah, why bother? I have been on Mark Twain's riverboat, and really it was only to rest.
Okay.
I just needed to get on something. It was hot, and I just wanted to sit down for a little bit.
Okay. It was fine for that?
It was fine for that.
It's good people watching.
Yeah, it is good people watching. Yeah. It is.
You're going by, like, and it goes by the Hungry Bear, so you can kind of be like,
I love.
What am I going to get for
lunch? You see me with my churro. Churro Sunday, yes.
I just feel like they could do something more with the river, you know, to make it a little more exciting. I know I haven't been on it for years since my kids were young. And, you know, my children...
Wait, you mean the riverboat?
The riverboat.
Oh, the riverboat. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
You know, my kids couldn't get off it fast enough. They thought it was, like, the lamest thing I ever made them go on.
It's a good thing for grandparents.
It is a good thing for grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, babies taking a nap.
Once they get off their Main Street vehicle, they walk over to do the thing. Yeah, there you
go. It's great for a rest.
It's, yeah, I think so. I think it's one of those things when you...
I can do, you know...
If you're on your fourth day...
Yeah.
And you just want to watch. What do you think?
I prefer the riverboat. I just like the look of it. The pirate ship. And don't they use that for the fireworks now?
Yeah, they use that for the pirate ship. And they use the Mark Twain, too, for the Fantasmic.
Okay. I do like it in the Fantasmic.
Yeah, see, I think it makes an amazing pirate's boat in Fantasmic.
Yeah,
I agree. I think I like the riverboat. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm glad it's there because it really is good. They call it like kinetic energy.
Oh, right.
Like, even if you're not looking at it, just in the background having to go by, it just gives it all so much energy. I like it. It should be there.
Okay. All right.
I mean, do you like it?
No, I do. I do. Yeah. I mean,
Say if they're going to start selling, because they sell booze now in Galaxy's Edge, which is the only place in Disneyland except for Club 33 you can get booze. They should sell mint juleps on the
that's
Mark Twain.
A great idea.
Yeah. Or you get your beignets on there. Yeah, if they want to get more people would be on great it, on there. They should.
Yeah. It seems like there's always people in line.
Oh, well, there is.
While I'm getting my churro by Big Thunder Mountain.
Right, yes. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of teenagers, but yeah.
like I say, it's a good place to get a little rest and catch your breath.
Right before they opened Disneyland, Walt and his wife had their anniversary party on there.
Oh, I wonder what deck they did it on.
Do you think she had to put on the Mickey costume, though?
Probably.
Yeah. And did you see the creepy ones from, like, the 50s? It was not a good
look.
They
were not good.
So the Riverboat won. Mark Twain Riverboat won. It was it won 78 to 22%.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what it's going to go up against.
Oh, it's going to go up against Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. So the next two, we have the two Astros.
Yeah.
We have the Astro Orbiter, which has now moved. It's in the entrance of Tomorrowland. It used to be up top, you know, farther back in against Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think... I'm just going to come right in. You know, the Astro Orbiter, it makes for a nice focal piece to walk into Tomorrowland, and I feel like that's kind of the only point of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear, I think that's kind of one of those hidden gems. I had no idea. Again, one of those ones I hadn't really been in. But it's just in this, like, building. You don't even really know what you're getting into. And it actually is pretty boring when you're walking in. I just feel like you're kind of, it feels very kind of institutional. But once you're in it and you get to play the game,
good word,
it's fun.
Good adjective. Institutional. I like that, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Buzz Lightyear for me.
Okay. I'm a Buzz Lightyear, too. I mean, it's interactive.
Yeah. I agree. It's fun. Yeah, I think it's good for, like, Johnny, like my nephew Johnny, like nine, that age.
Yeah.
I do wish. Okay, most people would want that ripped out just because they think they don't see why that's Tomorrowland.
The graphics aren't.
That's.
It was another one. Looks like they threw it together.
Yeah, it's
really
like they
quick.
Threw it together. But you know, it's interactive, and that's kind of what's fun. Yeah.
And you can move the guns. The one they have the same one similar in Disney World, and the guns are stuck to the. You can only pivot side to side. Yeah. But I think
What used to be there in its spot?
It was a it was not a ride. It was like a walkthrough thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, it was like the Monsanto House of the Future or something.
Yeah,
but
it was a walkthrough thing, and it was like things of the future.
Yeah, it was like
but it was almost like a museum. It was interactive. Thing, yeah. Yeah, it was like a museum, but it was interactive. You could go on, and it was like things of the future.
So I know they're going to do Tomorrowland. It's probably going to be another 10 years before they do it. They're going to totally redo it. I think they should keep that at least for now. It does need like a good 2 month shutdown and just really update the laser.
Yeah, because some of the lasers don't even work.
They don't, I don't know if they do. They just kind of say you got some
either
points.
That or I'm a really bad shot.
It could be that. Yeah. And there's a really good strategy to it. And I know a lot of people who do rope drop it, though, because they want to be the first ones on it. So that for one moment, they can be the highest score of the day.
Oh,
and they can take
goodness.
A picture of it.
That's
that's a good point. Yeah, I like it. And also Astro Orbiter, it's fine. It's a spinner ride. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember? You guys probably remember, obviously, when it wasn't in the front of it.
Towards the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Towards the back.
Yeah.
It was up on a platform.
That's the only way I do remember it, actually.
Because it was up on the... Yeah, and so that was so fun because, it was more thrilling because you were higher.
Yeah.
And people do think it's really... They don't like where it is in the entrance because it bottlenecks. It's not like a welcoming entrance.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
But I do like it because it gives you, look and go, oh, there it is. That's Tomorrowland.
Yeah. And it's another original,
Yeah.
Early days of Disney. Yeah, not original, but early days of Disney.
Yeah. So but then the other one complains about the one in Disney World. It's on a platform, so they like that, but then you have to take like a little elevator to get up there.
Yeah, it's like an elevator, or they have like this tram road thing that takes you up.
So it's kind of like a it's clunky to get up there.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've been there the last few times. No one ever once was like, let's go do the Astro Orbiter.
No.
Buzz Lightyear won.
Yay.
And Buzz Lightyear won by a lot, 86% to 14%. Next.
Wait, what's it going against next week?
Oh no, it's going against the winner of this one.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Disneyland Railroad versus Alice in Wonderland.
That's a hard
Oh,
one.
Really?
For me, I
don't know. Alice is one of my all-time favorite rides, and Sean and Paul had never been on it, so I told them they needed to go on it. It seems it always kind of has a long line, but... It only looks long because it literally has maybe 25 people that can be in the queue.
And the way they do the switchbacks, it kind of just feels...
Yeah, I love coming in and out. You get to look at the Matterhorn.
The in and out's my...
The Cheshire Cat is very featured in that one. I do love the playing cards as the soldiers and that queen with the off with her head.
That was a cool one. I know you got some more things, but that was older... But then they updated it recently, like maybe like 8 years ago. But nothing really big changed, but they had better technology, some more lighting, better lighting
technology. Yeah, the graphics are really good in that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love the little sparkler at the end on the cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the song, A Very Merry Unbirthday, even though that's what you hear during the teacups. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the other one, Disneyland. Well,
I don't know. I've only been on the Disneyland Railroad maybe once.
Really?
You go on with it.
You.
That was the first time I've ever.
I love going on it. It's a
fun way to get around the park, but you're putting it against Alice, if it was against the Main Street vehicles, I would vote Disneyland Railroad.
Yeah, I know.
But no, I think if you're going to talk about anything that you just sit on for a break between Main Street vehicles, Mark Twain Riverboat, or Disneyland Railroad, I'm a Disneyland Railroad.
And getting to another section of the park if you are trying to get someplace else. Yeah. But yeah.
I chose Alice in Wonderland because I love that one. I love the butterfly, cars that you're in.
Yeah.
You'll want to get the pink one.
I was just going to say pink or purple.
Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Well, that evolved to a beautiful butterfly.
I don't know the last time I even saw that movie.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland. It's kind of a creepy movie, actually.
Didn't they do a remake?
They did.
They have a remake and then
also a live one, too.
Yeah, the live action one with a sequel to it, too. Yeah. I know.
Well, the live action one's a little dark. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
But I still watched it. But and then, I love the railroad. Because it's another one you can sit on and rest. And it kind of the way it goes through the park, you can see some things that a lot of people don't even know that
true,
are there.
True. And I do like when you first come in through the gates when the railroad is sitting there. Yeah. The whole station.
I love the whole sound of it. You can get to the other side of the park, on the railroad and hop off. Or not the whole side, but.
No, I agree.
But I am Alice in Wonderland, though.
I'm an Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to be contrarian. I'm a Disneyland Railroad. The old line in Disney is it all started with a mouse. That's what they always say about Disney. But really, the parks, it all really started with a railroad. Because, Walt had built his own little mini railroad in his backyard before he ever built Disneyland. He's, obsessed with trains.
Yes.
And so, I don't know. I just love it. And you're right. What is it? Now entering Main Street.
No, it is. It's good. It was a tough matchup for me.
But I like what you say. You can see things that you normally couldn't see. I like when it goes through Splash Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a cool thing. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but the winner was Alice in Wonderland.
By how much?
Oh. really close, 53 to 47.
Okay.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Alice is good. It shares a show building with Mr. Toad. So if anything ever happens on Alice or Mr. Toad, the other one's close too.
Oh.
Because it goes above it, because it goes up and it's above that.
Right. No, they have to keep that forever. Okay.
So, and also, do you guys remember when the outside part didn't have the railing? They had to put the railing up and paint it green because of safety issues.
Yeah.
The people got really upset about that.
Yeah, because it kind of ruined the effect of
being outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Alice is up. So it's going to be Alice versus Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
Which I think I know what's going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as big of a blowout as some of the other ones.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a...
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Jumping Jellyfish versus Finding Nemo Submarines. Jumping Jellyfish is over in DCA. Finding Nemo is obviously Tomorrowland for some reason.
I've never been on either.
So
You've never been on either?
Okay,
well, I never wanted to wait in the line. Okay, I was on original subs.
So Jumping Jellyfish are fun, you know, for little kids.
For little kids.
You know, it's a quick little thrill for them. So, I mean, it's that aspect, it's great. The Finding Nemo submarines, I've been on the normal submarines before they became Finding Nemo. It's really cute the way they do it, but it's so claustrophobic. Yeah. And the inside of those submarines smells like a big old fart.
I think that's why I've never wanted to go on it.
Yeah.
And I don't like to go on it, but I do like to go on it. But it's the smell, and it's so hot in there.
Yeah.
But they did do a good job, though, you know, with the under the sea part, with the graphics of you really feeling like you're under the sea. I mean, it is very, very cute if you can get past the smell.
And if you don't mind the tight quarters.
Right, the tight quarters.
And I'm claustrophobic for some reason. I don't feel bad. I don't feel tight in there for some reason. I went on with Riley. We waited in line, and it was a little bit of a wait, like 20. Wasn't horrible. We went for the engagement, and my friend David got us right, because we were there after got engaged the next day. We all had our shirts on. He would walk up to every cast member and say, "My buddy just got engaged in the park yesterday." Every ride let us walk right to the front.
Well, so now we know what to say.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the only thing that
saved shirts.
I think, yes, we had shirts, and I asked. She said,
we can make shirts.
Yeah, we could do that. So, so the fact that we walked right in made it
easier.
Way more enjoyable. Because I wasn't like mad that I've been waiting in the sun for.
Yeah.
So, but I it needs to go. It's not ADA compatible.
It does need to go.
So there's no wheelchair access. You can go down to this little thing kind of and watch on a screen or something, but you can't ride the subs, which again, like it doesn't affect us, but I think it's something that needs to be considered. And it's takes up a lot of energy, a lot of room, so much room for those things.
Mm-hmm. It's like Itopia.
Yeah.
And, yeah, exactly.
Because they're one and
the whole area needs to go.
Yeah, they're one and one.
Sorry. Also, it's got one of the slowest ride capacity.
Oh, I could see.
Yeah.
You know, like.
How many subs are there? Is there really only one?
No. There's probably like.
It's like
eight.
It's on a circle track.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And shockingly enough, just like Autopia, Jumping Jellyfish won.
Wow. Okay.
I think people are just really sick of Autopia, and they're sick of the subs.
Yeah.
So. I just think it's be really. The question is if they got rid of the subs, or they have to keep that lagoon there. And I think you need that water there.
They probably need the water feature, but they could do something.
I think that'd be really weird if they did pave that over. Even if trees, they needed that water. It just looks cool to have the water, the fountain. Mm-hmm. It feels cool. But anyway, so it's going to be Alice in Wonderland versus. Oh, we already talked about that. Sorry, Jumping Jellyfish is moving on. And that is taking on Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. I know. But it's the two drop ones.
Yeah.
You got the kitty drop one and the pukey drop one.
Okay.
It's so funny. We spent the whole time talking. We didn't like finding, but no one really said anything about liking Jumping Jellyfish.
I think it was just disliking the submarines.
It's right at the end of Pixar Pier, you know, Jumping Jellyfish. Yeah. And I think they need to extend Pixar Pier more. And I think they should retheme that to like an Up one with balloons. That would be, you know?
Well, the jellyfish
would be
cute.
The jellyfish cute, but Up would be
It doesn't really go with the theme.
It doesn't go with the theme.
It went with the theme early when it was Paradise Pier.
Right.
But now they're making it
Pixar. I think they're still like evolving that theme. And I wish they're actually about, you know, California Adventure. I wish the flow was a little easier to get to things.
Yeah.
Because if you get on one side of it, the wrong side, then you have to walk freaking 5 miles to get to where you want to go.
It doesn't look far, but when you're walking it, you're like, gosh darn it, this is far.
But they do have that good frozen lemonade place if you
when you have to break. Yeah. But the up balloons would be, that'd be really cute, an up ride.
An up ride there,
yeah.
And then, I have some other theories.
Sweet, peaceful music, yeah.
The wedding? Yeah. Okay. So it's Jellyfish versus Guardians next week. Okay, now we come to, I know Mike has probably got stuff to say
one. She's like smiling.
So we're going to start with Marcy first, though.
Yes.
Oh, we have Jungle Cruise versus Davy Crockett's Canoes.
Jungle Cruise. 100%. I mean.
First of all, opening day ride.
Opening day. Oh, I didn't realize it was an opening day ride.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, nothing beats the captain of the boat on that one.
It can make and break it, though.
I know.
I mean, I've had like A plus and I've had like C minus.
Yeah. When you get someone that's got a comedic sense of humor on that, and they've clearly been doing it for a long time and they've kind of got a dry sense of humor, that's when it's my favorite.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. My favorite is the hippopotamuses. I love the hippopotamuses.
When they wiggle their ears?
Yes, when they wiggle their ears. And they kind of need to update, like, the headhunters.
I know.
They are. So the movie's coming out this summer. Supposed to come out last summer. And you know how they updated? They just finished Snow White. You know, we talked about it. No one's been on it yet. And then they did, like, we talked about Alice. They kind of freshened it up. The next thing they're going to freshen up is Jungle Cruise. They're not going to make big changes, but they're going to get rid of the headhunters. And I think maybe put a couple cleaner animatronics. But it's still going to be the same ride.
Yeah.
But I do think there's just some stuff.
They could update it. I mean, the elephants are great. I mean, I love it when you're on it with little children because, you know, in the eyes of a child, they think they're like, they're real.
Yes. Yeah.
And then when they shoot them, when they get cute.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But you know that gun before? I know Mike's got a lot to say, but we're going to get.
Yeah.
The gun, they have different codes. So if they shoot, if they're out there and something happens, because if they get, sometimes a boat will come off the track.
Oh, right. Yeah.
If they shoot it like four times, the people in the front, they know that means send someone to get them back on the track. If they shoot it like three, signal stuff.
Oh,
yeah, that's how they do it.
That.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. No, I love the ride. Marcy said a lot of it. I like when the rhinoceros is doing, poking the people in the
butt. Poking the people in the butt.
On the tree. Yeah.
That's good.
And I actually kind of like, not that I like to wait in line, but when you have to go up the stairs and come around and then come back down
the stairs.
Yeah,
the line's kind of fun, actually.
For whatever reason. And
The Disney way.
I think that the captain of the boat can definitely make or break. I like seeing the names of the boat. So, yeah, I will always like that ride just as a classic thing. And who was it going against?
Davy Crockett.
Oh, the canoes. Okay, so first of all, the canoes. This is why I did not vote for the canoes. Looks like way too much work.
Yes.
I mean, who the heck wants to get on? And then if you had annoying people in your boat, like that would just drive me over the edge.
I know my brothers, that was like they always wanted to do the canoes when they were
But I do like going around Tom Sawyer's Island. I know that's probably not going to be on the thing because it's not a moving ride, even though you do get to take the raft over there.
Yeah.
So it is actually moving.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I don't even know. Maybe I could be wrong. I think a lot of people don't go over to Tom Sawyer's Island, but I think it's another one. If you've got kids, it's fun as a place just to let them run around. So
don't the canoes go over there though?
No, you go around them.
Oh,
you go around the island.
Back in the day,
you don't actually.
When my brothers, the canoes would take you over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now it's on that raft.
Yeah. Well, the raft took you too, but you could take the canoes as well.
Oh.
So, okay.
But that was like.
But you just love Jungle Cruise.
Oh yeah,
I love riding with you.
I wouldn't vote for it. I mean. I would maybe vote Davy Crockett canoe over Main Street vehicle.
I don't know.
That Main Street vehicle really struck a nerve with her.
I know. She would pick the elevator at the Grand Californian over the Main Street vehicles.
Yeah,
Jungle Cruise. But wait. Okay, I know what Mike does because we've done it together. Marcy, do you give him the courtesy laugh?
Oh, absolutely.
Just laugh no matter what?
Oh,
even though, yeah.
100%. Oh, my gosh.
What's your favorite joke?
Better.
Oh, I don't know.
Backside of water. That's always a good one. You know, and they come into the fountain, they're like, when they chant O2H, H2O backwards, O2H. And the most dangerous animal is the African elephant. And then, the second most dangerous and the most dangerous, his mother-in-law.
Oh, right. Yes, mother-in-law.
Those are also
and I think they have some good jokes about the headhunter, actually.
They do.
So they're
going
to have to, when they get rid of that, they're going to have to come up.
They'll have something. I mean, they'll still have, and then what is it? The lions are taking care of that zebra?
He's
sleeping.
I just like it when they, they have their script that they follow, but then they put in their own dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like they made a little one-tagger at the end.
You know, originally that ride didn't have any jokes. It was supposed to be a serious thing.
Yeah,
and it was only like 5 years into it, and I think Walt was like, something's missing, and then some guy was like, humor. You don't have any humor in this park.
Yeah.
And then some guy added
really
those jokes.
To it.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Does.
So, awesome. And then, my favorite that did get me to laugh was when they talked about the Falls, Schweitzer Falls, named after the fame, Mr. Falls. That just to me, like, instead of Mr. Schweitzer, I was dying laughing. Paul hates Jungle Cruise.
Does?
I think
now it's just a point. I think he actually maybe could secretly like it, but he doesn't want to admit it.
When I took him on it for his first time, he didn't know that it was supposed to be funny and that like it was supposed to be dad jokes that no one really that aren't really funny but funny
right.
And so he was the first one next to the captain too, and he was like, what is happening, like You know, and you feel stressed if you're next to them. Like, am I, yeah. is this supposed to be funny? Like, so. Right, anyway. Right. But yeah, Jungle Cruise won by a lot. It was 94 to 6.
Oh, okay.
94 to 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, who really goes on the canoes?
And I think that was the one that was. No, there's one more. Nope, that was the highest one. The biggest discrepancy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jungle Cruise. Everyone loves Jungle Cruise. Okay. Well, we're in our last.
We'll see next week if everyone loves it. Who's it going against?
Oh, next week? It's a Small World.
I think it...
Okay, that's next week.
All right, in our last division, we have five more matchups. We have Storybook Land Canal Boats versus Peter Pan's Flight.
Okay, we're going to let Marcy start this one.
Well, so I have this affection to Storybook Land, the canal boats, because the way it weaves in and out... You know, on this little canal. And I love the miniature, like, bonsai trees. Like, everything. It's like, if you really look at the stuff in that, it's like a work of art.
Yeah.
You know, and it has evolved because, like, now they have Arendelle in there. And, I mean, it's evolved as Disney has evolved with their movies. But how, if you, like, really look at it, the artistry that goes into how they build, you know, the land... And they're using, like, all natural things, like live things to build these. And it's all in a miniature form.
Sure.
And I just, it's just one of those relaxing rides I like to go on. But like I say, I have to go on it by myself because nobody in my family will go on it with me because they think it's a lame ride. So I go on the ride by myself happily. And I just enjoy it. I mean, it just makes me happy. And there's the little music playing in the background. And you have the little narrator on the boat, you know, talking about what's coming up next. And there seems to always be something new.
Yeah.
Well, watch out when Disneyland reopens. It's going to be like the longest line now after this little
commercial. Right? See, I know, right? I'm probably the only fan, but I like it.
So you like it better than Peter Pan?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And Mike, we were friends.
Where do you stand?
I know.
Mike,
where do I stand? Well,
I don't know.
Just go on Casey Jr. and you can get the same Storybook Land effect. Two for one. No, Peter Pan. Love, love, love. Love the music. I love when you're like flying out over London and over Neverland. I love that one. I like when Captain Hook is straddling the crocodile at the end. Which way will it go?
Oh, yeah. Like the girl in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
She's on the crocodile.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So, no, Peter Pan. Love it. And then I like that they did that new, it's not new anymore, but that app where you have to look for the thing.
Oh, yeah, we were doing that. And
that was really fun. Yeah. Trying to find
because I think the biggest problem with Peter Pan is
line.
The horrible line.
The
I think it's the most popular ride in
it is. It's always 30 to 45 minutes.
But that's why you always hit it when the parade's going on.
Yeah, because no one's, that's when everyone leaves. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think Peter Pan, I have to go Peter Pan too, obviously.
Oh, it's one of the most. I'm the rare one.
I will say, I think the one thing that has been, it's starting to get a bad rap a little bit online, because people are starting to say it's overrated just because everyone talks about how amazing it is. It's kind of like, because it's so short.
Yeah.
But it's one of the, you know, iconic
It is.
Ones.
And it's original. Yeah. It's one of the first.
And I feel like so many people know that story.
Yes.
And even if you haven't seen the movie in a long time or maybe even never seen it, you know about Peter Pan. And so.
Well, there's so many different versions of the story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, the music is so good. You can fly. And they're working on it. They're working on another movie, another Peter Pan movie. Peter Pan and Wendy, it's called.
Oh, wow.
Live action. Oh,
I love Hook. Hook's one of my favorites. I love Hook.
Hook?
Yeah, I love Hook.
Oh, all right. Poor guy. Oh, if you look at the end, when he's like fighting, he's got the hook. He's whatever. There's like a last scene. Technically, he's got the hook on the wrong hand.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. I mean, I didn't notice it. I read it somewhere, but
I'm sure I know who won this one.
Peter Pan's Flight. Peter Pan's Flight.
Bye.
Storybook Land is really underrated.
83 to 17.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Well, look, you guys, your vote came in there.
No.
My vote counted.
I mean, what is it? How many? 700 people voted for Storybook Land.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. So 699 other people liked it.
Yeah, see? Not a lot.
Or is Marcy? She's refreshing and voting.
Exactly. She knows.
When they first opened the park, they didn't have many miniatures in that. And so there's a bunch of weeds and stuff. And so what they did was Walt had some guys look up some Latin names of some plants that looked really fancy. And they wrote it on sticks and put it next to the weeds.
Oh, that's so
people thought they were from like all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And they were just weeds because they They had to be resourceful.
I'd like to see, like, the gardeners that work in there, because it really is a work of art what they do with
okay,
the
okay,
maybe we'll hook you up next time. We can get a special experience.
Jeez, we're going to get the VIP tour just so we can do that 40 times in a row.
Correct.
Manuel,
I still haven't done it, though, so I've never done it. Have you done it, though, Mikan?
Yeah. Like, once. Just to see. I just was like, what the heck? I just have to see what the heck.
Is there long lines for it?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe it's one of those, again, it looks so long because there's only two.
It goes fast because you can get a lot of people in the boat, and it's continuous, you know? It's continuous.
It doesn't stop. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, Peter Pan won. Peter Pan is going up against Pirates of the Caribbean, which, I mean, I think we know it'll win, but that'll be a good one, though, because okay. they're both P rides.
Yeah, they're both kind of classics. Yeah.
Well, not a P ride like Goofy Sky School, like Marcy. Yeah. Okay, so the next, we got four more. We have Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin versus Pixar Pal Around.
Is the Pal Around the one that the name changed? It was something.
They changed. So, yeah, Mickey's Fun Wheel. But when when they turned into a Pixar Pier, they had to give it a name. So the Pal Around.
Okay.
I like the way it looks at night. It's a great visual point.
It's a good picture.
Never.
I would say, you know, of course, Roger Rabbit's Tune Spin, but like, why does Roger Rabbit even get his own ride there?
Okay.
That's my first thing. But that Ferris wheel thing is the most terrifying ride at Disney. Terrifying. You get in these cars and you think you're going on this beautiful Ferris wheel, and then you got clink, 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 clink. There's nowhere to hold on in the cars. You're sitting on like a plywood metal bench, and you think you're going to die.
Well, you know, there's two. You can do either the swinging or the non-swinging.
Yeah, well, I've only been on the
swinging ones, okay.
And I've done it twice, so I gave it a second try, and I literally came off the second time almost crying.
Well, I hate Ferris wheels because it literally, you're trapped. It takes so freaking long to load and unload.
Yeah.
And when you're swinging.
And you're watching like people on the Screamin' ride, and you're just like, oh my God, I could be doing all these other things, but I'm stuck on this damn
Ferris
wheel.
I'm holding on for dear life, like white knuckling, trying to hold on to the.
Well, you like, so just for the record, like people don't know more, like you like the Universal, like the Six Flags rides.
Yeah.
Like you like thrill
rides. I love thrill rides. That Ferris wheel's terrifying.
People, I think it's considered, like we joked about Goofy Sky, but I do think that Ferris wheel's considered the scariest ride.
It's terrifying.
But you look at it and you go, oh, it's a Ferris wheel.
It'd be different if they had like some handrails for you to hold on while it's swinging back and forth and going clink, 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 clink. But there's nothing to hold on to.
In the swinging carts, it's the only ride in Disneyland that has, they have barf bags in there.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, that's so
and there's nowhere to hold on anywhere.
Yeah. Or when I'm in another cart and I see a bunch of these like 13-year-olds in one and they're all like swinging and I'm like, oh my. I don't mind it, but I do. You know what's funny is even if you're on like Credit Coaster or Guardians and you hate it, you know it's going to be over in less than a minute.
Right. So
but if you're in there and like you're having a freaking mental breakdown,
that's it.
I like it because I like the views. I like being really high because, you know, I like the parks.
Who can
like
even
down.
Focus to look out? It's so terrifying.
Oh my God! We're gonna get you on there on the non-swinging rail.
Oh, I'm never going on it.
Okay,
I didn't vote for this one
because you hated both.
I've never been on the one because I hate Ferris wheels. Just because for that reason, it takes too long. I went on Roger Rabbit once. I thought it was the most ridiculous, overrated.
And why is it at Disney?
Line.
Roger Rabbit's a Disney character.
I know.
So Michael Eisner, when he took over in the '80s, that was his first big hit was the Roger Rabbit movie. It like made so much money, and he thought, and they were anticipating it was going to be like the new Mickey Mouse, really. And it was huge. The movie made hundreds and hundreds of millions, but then like there was nothing else after that. Like nothing, it didn't stick.
Yeah, we had it on VHS.
I loved the movie.
We watched it several million times, it seems like.
Right. I loved the movie. Yeah. It was scary as a kid. The dip or whatever. I mean, but so they built that and then they thought it was going to become.
I think I must have gone like right when it came out because the line was ridiculous.
The lines are always so long there though, still to this day. Paul and I did in writing. We weren't going to do it, but then I think it had broke down.
Well, I think because,
and we were walking by, and it had just opened up.
Yeah.
So like they just opened the door saying that the refurbishment. And so we were like, oh God, it was walk on.
Yeah.
And even then we were like, we waited too long. We had no wait. But
because you have to wait from the load each car and then you go around
and also you can spin it.
So you did vote for it, but it wasn't like.
Well, I don't like either one of them.
But you have to. Gun to your head, though. Cartoon
I did
spin.
Vote for it, but I voted for Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because
it's
because
I voted for Pixar Pal Around. I have a question, though, Mike, and you're a people pleaser. When we were with the 9 or 10 of us at the engagement day, and if we all were in line and we all were hyped to do it, would you have done it?
Was the sun out?
The Ferris wheel?
If the sun was out, I would have said, you guys go. I'm just going to sit in. I'm just
dusk.
Sit in the sun.
Like
dusk? I'm going to go look for a churro.
Well, I'll get everyone lunch. I'll get everyone dinner. Right? Do you do that?
Yeah. Or I try to pass a Candy Crush level.
You can do it on.
No, I probably would. I really wouldn't. I just don't have the patience.
Okay,
for
so
it.
Real the real 10 second story. Marcy, I had taken my niece, right. Riley, down there, and she was a big scaredy cat. She ends up doing everything, loving everything, but terrified. And so she was crying in the line for Pixar Pal Around. I was making fun of her on Instagram.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And Marcy
I sent you messaged a message.
Me. We had been in line for half an hour already, and she cried the whole half an hour, which I think people around us were like, come on, dude. Like, she doesn't want to go.
Enough already.
Anyway, and so but Marcy was the one that saved her. She texted me. She goes, do not put her on there. It is the scariest ride. And she'll get stuck up there. And I agree. You made a good call because I think –
That well, yeah, you're sitting there saying, it's going to be okay, it's going to be
and
okay.
And she loved the other ones, but it's because I think in Credicoaster, like halfway through, you're like, okay, especially if you do the upside down, you're like, this isn't bad, I love it.
Yeah.
But that one, and then you're stuck there, so then she's going to like be traumatized for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I did say she would be traumatized for
you
life.
You did. And then we went over to, and we did the stupid Midway games, which they didn't rip that stuff out.
Yeah, they
you know,
do.
You know, the try to knock over.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
And well, then the Buzz.
Anything you have to pay extra for bugs me.
Anything, I agree. Not
food. And then the Buzz Lightyear walk-around character came up. And you know the little handlers that walk with them?
Yeah.
They're like, who wants to play a game with Buzz Lightyear? And like we're like, us. And then they're like, okay, buy Buzz's
Do you have
balls.
To buy Buzz's balls?
Buy Buzz's
Buzz
balls.
Or whatever it was. Buy his beanbags. And I was so, I was like, no. I looked at them and I was like, this definitely is not what
that's
you guys
not
are playing,
the Disney
taught
way.
To do.
No,
no
that's
way.
Not the Disney way.
No. But anyway, okay. Oh, well. So yeah, it was Roger Rabbit one.
Oh, good.
By how much?
It was That was 52-48%.
Oh, who's that going to go against?
So Roger Rabbit's going to go up against the winner of the next two.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so Roger, I think everyone like begrudgingly voted for those two.
Yeah.
I think there's a young teenage draw towards Pixar Pal Around.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I can see
that. A little make out. You ooh. Know, ooh, necking. Okay, the next one, we have Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue versus Snow White's I put Enchanted Wish down now, whatever you want to call it. Scary Adventure, Snow White, the Snow White ride. So, Mikan.
I voted Snow White.
Yeah.
I really like the wart on the witch.
Oh.
And it's a classic. And again, the cars that you can choose. I think I've only was on Monsters, Inc. like one time.
Yeah.
That's all you need is
I don't
once.
Really remember it being, I don't even like literally have a memory of it. So, yeah, I had to go with the classic.
Yeah. I'm that way too, but I went with the classic. I've been on Monsters, Inc. twice.
Yep.
And it's one of those things that I think is overrated. You know, it's kind of interactive as you're waiting in line, but the line takes forever. But I feel like it's another one of those rides. It's like in a big warehouse, and so they put a lot of money and thought into it, but it's like almost, I feel like it's thrown together too.
It was. So you know where that ride was originally Superstar Limo. Which was only open for like a year or less because it was the worst ride of all time.
Okay.
And so then they're like, we need to do something with this. So it's the exact same track. And if you look at the cutouts, they used to have Drew Carey.
Yes.
And like it had like Regis Philbin from Millionaire holding it. They just repainted those.
Yeah.
The exact cutouts of like the guys in the little hazmat suits.
Yeah. So, I mean, really the interactiveness getting into the ride is better than the ride.
Paul and I do really dislike the ride. I think they need to just gut that and start fresh.
Yeah.
And now they have Pixar Pier. It feels weird to have a Monsters, Inc. ride over in the Hollywood land.
Well, it's like and it's like an afterthought. You can tell it's an afterthought because where it's located and kind of on the outskirts over there. Yeah.
You know what they need to do? And I know some – I think you guys – Mike will not agree – is they need to turn that into a Muppets attraction.
Oh, I hate them.
I know, but some people do love it. It does have some big following, and it has like no representation in the parks.
That would like ruin it for me.
There's a reason for that.
So you think Muppets would be worse than Monsters, Inc.?
I loathe the Muppets.
Yeah. I do too.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not actually, to be honest, I have no opinion on them. Paul loves them.
I know he does.
And another friend of mine named Lauren, she loves them, then other people just hate them. It's so funny.
Yeah.
They're very divisive. You love or hate.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about the other Jim Henson stuff? Like,
I like Sesame Street.
Yeah. So you don't mind like that? The idea of puppets.
I don't mind that,
and
but the Muppet movies, the Muppet show that used to be on TV. Yeah,
oh,
I
love
that
one.
Muppet
the ABC
stuff.
One where it was like kind of like The Office.
No.
Like,
yeah.
You don't know Mike and can't do it, Miss Piggy.
No. I just,
I can't even do. I couldn't even do the Muppet movies when my kids were little.
Did you guys have a Muppets 3D, like the little shows and stuff they had at the parks? Like,
yeah,
you never went in and did them?
No.
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 Oh.
No Muppets.
Okay, I'll vote Main Street Vehicle over Muppets.
Oh, I'm actually, I'm right there with
her. When I get home, Paul, when I'm editing this, Paul's going to be like, hook up a mic. I need to jump in right now.
I Main Street as yeah. well. I really? Do the canoes.
Okay, well, we're off track. There. So, Snow, wait, you didn't say anything about Snow White. What do you think about
it? I like Snow White.
Yeah, classic it's opening classic. Day ride.
It's classic yeah. fantasy land. I mean, opening day ride.
It was the first one that everyone yeah. complained about. That remember the whole story about how you couldn't see?
Yeah.
Remember, so Snow White was it's never in dark it one. Originally.
Yeah.
Peter Pan was never in Peter Pan originally because yeah. the idea was you were supposed to be Peter Pan and you're supposed yeah. and like, but if you never get told that.
You wouldn't know.
People wrote yeah. through with their kids going, where was Snow yeah, White in this Snow thing? So then they put that weird, like mannequin random. Of her in the front.
Yeah. Right.
And then I don't like how, I'm glad they changed it because I always hated how Snow White ended. Because it was like struggling and the she's got the boulder and then it was like, flash, bam, done.
Yeah. yeah.
And you're like, wait, did we just get killed?
Yeah.
Like, did we die or did she die? So
yeah,
it needed a change. But I like how dark it was. I like going through the forest.
It's another yes. dark one.
Yeah.
And when she turns, it's like, I love that little trick. So, okay. The
and
winner,
the apple. Don't forget the apple.
The apple.
Oh, I know. But they had to change that to a hologram because it used to be real and people would step off real quick and grab them. That would be like a little trick the kids would do. Is that stupid?
I understand.
You know, kids. Like,
yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
So, it, shockingly, and I was absolutely appalled that Monsters, Inc. won.
What?
Really?
By how much?
People like that, right? 58 to 42. So it wasn't a huge win,
but
people like it. I don't. I just think it needs to go, and I think they need to do something different.
They're just, it's such a big space.
Yeah. Yes. Again, I feel like some of these people haven't been on the ride, but they're like, oh, I love the Monsters, Inc. movie. And so they're voting
yeah.
for it.
Mm-hmm. There isn't a Monster Inc. fan. There are some people online who just really love it. I'm like, yeah. there's nothing to it.
Yeah. No, there's nothing to it.
Okay. And
what,
you
is
know,
that, what is that going against? I can't wait.
Oh, that's going to go up against, oh, Roger Rabbit Cartoon Spin.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know, they're wow. both, what a crap. Wow. But then the winner, yeah. So, I mean, we know it's going to, so that'll be interesting. But I think, real quick, I know it's simple, but I think we've all said Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, very simple, but very effective. So mm-hmm. simple, it doesn't have to be complicated.
Right.
Like, but it just isn't, I don't know. And they also, people call them book report rides.
Oh.
Where, you know, yeah. where they, it just tells the story again.
Cliff notes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. The cliff notes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, we have two more matchups. Inside Out, Emotional Whirlwind, which is relatively new, versus Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, both of them over in DCA. Marcy, do you
I've never been on the Inside Out one.
So you basically have, because it completely just was the exact ride of Flicks fly around thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, all they did was repaint it.
Oh, they just redid it. Okay, yeah. Okay. Although I'm a Mater, I love Mater's Junkyard.
I do too, the whipping ride.
It's so cute. I mean, the way they've animated it, oh my gosh, it's so cute. It looks so real to scale to the movie.
It's
I,
great.
I love Mater's Junkyard.
Me too, and they have yep. the little petting zoo yep. with little Mater. Mikan?
I have not been on Mater, but I think.
But you have been on the Whirlwind, though.
I have been on the Whirlwind.
We went together.
No, it's fine. I don't know, because they did a good job on it, but I think you can't go up against Cars
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
It's just Cars is going to win. And that whole Cars Land, the way they did that.
The Imagineers on Cars Land, I mean.
Isn't yeah. it weird to think that, like, when it opened, there was no, I mean, it was like 10, way more than, before Cars Land was even there. Like, just to think of that park without Cars Land.
And that's, I think, why it would be a little lame yeah. and you could get it done in an hour or two.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think Mater, even though, like I said, I've never been on it, but
don't get me wrong, Inside Out, I mean, we did it. It was
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
I love it. I really want to get the Bing Bong because yep. it's, you have each one. And Paul, I had no idea who he was because I hadn't seen the movie. And Paul's like, Sean, you remind me of Bing Bong. I look like him with this pink thing right now. And so we needed it. So if you guys, just so you know, Mikan, if you ever want to get something in a ride with Mikan, she'll elbow people. She'll
she
like
will.
Cut people.
I don't care if there's a 4-year-old.
If you want to be first on the ride when the park opens, we yes. can outrun some teenagers in front of us
and
in flip flops because
looks
we've
at me,
done
Paul
it.
Paul looked at me and he's like, oh, he goes, oh my God, she's like aggressive. And then, but then he's like, but I love it because we always get where we want.
Right.
Like Tiki Room, she got right in the front. She got me in a bench so I could yep. not feel cramped.
Yeah. When I'm great. With her, I let her lead the way on everything. I'm like, following her.
Yeah, which I appreciate. As someone who always leads, it's nice sometimes to let someone take care of it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree. I like Mater's, but you haven't been on, though. Marcy, don't you agree? I don't know, maybe not. It's more intense than you might think.
Yes.
Because it's a whipping ride.
It's like, it's like, yeah, what's that?
Is it like the spiders?
It's like the carnival spiders. No, yeah. But it's on the, it,
It's on the ground.
It's on the ground, yeah. But it still whips you.
It's like, I think the
The scrambler.
Yeah, like scrambler. Yeah. It's like the scrambler.
Yeah. They call those like the flat rides. Like, you know, a lot of Disney lovers don't love those because they are, they call them like carnival rides. Right. They're not really Disney-ish. Yeah. But then you're like, well, I mean,
what else are they
Dumbo
do?
was, because they all go, what would Walt want? Well, Walt had teacups, which is a carnival ride. He had a carousel, which is a carnival ride. Anyway, but I do like Mater's. We did it during the Halloween, so it was Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. Scary. But it's fun. I like it a lot, and I think
it's cute. I mean, they just did such a good job with the graphics.
It's hard, though, because it's one of the, because DCA doesn't have a ton of kids stuff, so during the day, it's like 40-some minutes, so unless you can catch it pretty quick. Yeah. So we'll do it next time, Mikan.
Okay.
We'll rope drop it.
Yes, definitely.
So yeah, it won. Made a Junkyard beat out Inside Out. Oh, the other thing people complain about Inside Out. I know you guys, neither one of you liked the movie, right?
I'm not a good fan.
It was really sad.
Yeah, it was fun. So, okay. If you go into those Pixar knowing, I know what you're saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people love Inside Out and they were just like, really? That's what it got? Like, it got a repainted Flicks fly around thing.
Yeah. I mean, what else would they really do?
And then if you had that, then now Soul, like every movie would have to have a huge e-ticket. Yeah. So some have to get, Okay. So Mater's won 73% to 27%. I think a lot of that too is people hadn't been on the Inside Out one because it was only open for like a year before they closed it down.
Right, relatively new.
Okay, the last compare. Oh, God. I had some friends who messaged me and they're like, they can't believe this matchup, but it's the Disneyland monorail, one of the most top 10 iconic things in Disneyland, and the Golden Zephyr, which no one really knows what it is.
I voted for Golden Zephyr.
You did?
You did?
I did.
Over the monorail?
I don't think the monorail's really a ride.
But it...
It is.
I mean, it's one of the first rides that I went on when I went to Disneyland because I went on the ride on the monorail from the Disneyland Hotel to the park.
Well, see, that's the thing. So if you are like staying at the Howard Johnson's down the street for $39 and then you're going through the, you know, these great on-property things, you're like, wow, Mom and Dad, why can't we stay there? Sorry, you can't afford it.
Oh, well, that sounds
like... That's why you go on the monorail. It's like you can at least experience.
I see what you're saying.
I like the Zephyr. Again, because you're going around, you have the wind in your hair. It's a good overview of looking at California Adventure.
During the day, it's nice because you can, and then at night, it's really cool because all the lights. They do a really good job.
It also has a really long line. It's another one of
those. Oh, a couple times. I wouldn't wait in the line.
No, I wouldn't wait more than 15 minutes for it.
Right, but I would wait more than 5.
Because I think it shuts down.
Did
it
you say
like it 50 shuts
or
down
15?
15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it seems like it's shut down a lot. So if you can catch it when they just open it back up, then that's a nice thing to pop into.
Yeah.
We did it. And when my fiance was throwing up from Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah, it was great.
We went and did it. but no, I agree. Okay. So the monorail. So I think the theory is it won't make it on the Walt Disney World tournament because it's such a transportation thing there.
Yeah.
You know, because it takes you from hotel to hotel and stuff. But I think in Disney, I like it too. Like with the railroad, you get to see parts of the park you normally wouldn't see.
Right.
Like kind of behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, I agree.
Well, and it's kind of fun. You know, you can take it all the way to the Disneyland Hotel and walk through the property and, you know.
So you get shoot off.
And just wish.
You're like, get out. You go back to your travel lodge. what about, before we go, Golden Zephyr? I just don't get, like...
It has nothing to do with
like,
California
what does that
Adventure.
Have to do with anything? Like, where
I know, is it a movie?
No, it's got something to do with... I mean, it was obviously an opening day attraction.
Yeah.
And that's when everything was themed to California. So, and I know people are going to be, like... There's something to do with Golden Zephyr back in the day in California. I don't even know what a Golden Zephyr is.
Is it
a blimp? Is it a blimp? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like a big, like...
Yeah.
So, it's got some tie to California. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I mean, so what could that be... Rethemed on the spot question. What do you think? Someone said, someone had a really good one because I was trying to think what a good. I thought maybe the van from Onward. Did you ever see Onward?
Yes.
I don't know. Someone had one from Toy Story that I don't know. I was trying to think of a way to.
Well,
maybe
Buzz Lightyear's rocket ship.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but Buzz is everywhere. Buzz already got his own ride.
Like
so anyway, so yeah, that Disneyland monorail one. Only, 76-24%. Golden Zephyr was holding strong.
All right, it was
Golden Zephyr got 900 votes. I mean, that's a real good one. So that was, it's going to be, just so you know, Mater's, the last round, is going up against Space Mountain.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
and then Disneyland Monorail is going up against Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run.
Oh.
So I don't know, though. I honestly think that could be close because
people really
Disney
like
fandom were a little bit bummed about Millennium Falcon. They didn't love it as much as they thought they would. So
yeah, and probably a lot of people haven't really been on it yet.
Yes, correct. So I don't know how, who do you think? I mean, we didn't keep track. It doesn't really matter because we were voting our own, so no one really won. But I was surprised by, I mean, I can't believe Peter.
I think we kind of picked the majority.
Yeah.
Wait, real quick.
I mean, I had a few, you know, rogue ones.
You have to have the rogue ones. Yeah. What was the one that you were saying that you were so strict on last night when we were texting? Was it Storybook Land?
It was Storybook. Yeah.
Does anyone else feel like you're like a fatty when you're on Peter Pan, and it always feels like it when it's going like what's going on? But then everyone says everyone feels, so it's not just me. But yeah, I'm trying to take off
out of the nursery.
I feel like on all those original rides, I feel like a fatty because they were made for small adults in the 50s. We weren't big like that in the 50s. So, I feel like a fatty on all of them.
Oh, my God. So do you okay. Well, I think next the big ones are going to
It's going to be interesting. Yep. It'll be... I don't think the next round's going to be as interesting as how many things are there?
I think four. So I think when we get to like...
Three
like,
and four, that's going to
like
be...
Like Splash versus like Haunted.
Right.
Like those are going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
So fun. Want Disneyland to reopen. Woohoo.
So then I'm going to post these results on the Disney Insider on Sunday. So this is going to be released on Friday. So they got a sneak peek first.
Inside scoop on the Insider.
And then they'll be voting all next week for the next round. And we'll be doing this again next Friday. Woo-hoo! Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed our rundown of the tournament's first round matchups. I am sure there are many of you with very different opinions, and we would love to hear your thoughts. Don't forget to check out thedisinsider.com this Sunday to see a list of all of the winners, as well as the vote percentages. And check back each day next week to vote in round two. There will be our regularly scheduled Disney Beat podcast released Monday morning covering all of the news of this past week, including the Disneyland annual pass program coming to an end, the changes at the Walt Disney World Resort regarding the Extra Magic Hour and the Magical Express shuttle. We will look at all of the new casting news for upcoming projects and look at the world premiere of the Disney Plus Marvel Studios series, WandaVision. On behalf of myself and those of us here at the Disney Beat, along with the Diz Insider, we wish everyone good health and prosperity. With that, I want to say thank you for listening. If you like the show, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen. These ratings really help the show find new listeners. I also ask that you share this podcast with friends and family who love Disney and enjoy entertainment news. All stories can be found at thedizinsider.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the handle at thedizinsider or on Facebook by searching The Diz Insider. You can follow me, your host, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sean Nyberg, all one word. Thank you again for listening, and I will see you here again Monday morning for a regular edition of the Disney Beat Podcast, and next Friday for round two wrap-up of the Disneyland Resort Tournament of Rides. I want to thank again my co-hosts and dear friends, Mike and Noon and Marcy Vernon. My name is Sean Nyberg, and as always, have a fantastic week.